A dense forest of pine and silver birch trees lines the road to the remote town of Varash in northwest Ukraine, close to the border with Belarus. Visible in the distance is the Rivne power plant, Ukraine's oldest nuclear facility. Some people worry that Russian forces could try to seize this plant because Moscow's troops have already taken control of Zaporizhia, one of Ukraine's four operational nuclear facilities, as well as Chernobyl.
It's nuclear terrorism. Chernobyl is decommissioned, but it stores nuclear waste that needs to be cooled. But there are power cuts. As for Zaporizhia, it is Europe's biggest nuclear plant. It has six reactors. So when Russian forces take it in this sort of attack, there are many risks. Reactors can be damaged and things can go wrong.
Things nearly went wrong here on Monday after Ukrainian troops tried to thwart a nearby attack by Russian forces.
There was a missile that flew above here to shoot down an enemy drone. So this is happening here. There are risks.
Russian shelling also damaged a nuclear facility in Kharkiv last week. Moscow's targeting of nuclear sites is a sinister and dangerous twist in the war that could further threaten Europe and is fueling anxiety here. More than 7,000 people work at the power plant, so most people in this town are connected to it in some way, and nearly everyone is acutely aware of what a nuclear disaster could mean. The mayor of Varash is an engineer who worked at the Rivne plant for 25 years. He says everything's being done to protect it.
We know how dangerous nuclear energy is for the world. We've seen Fukushima and Chernobyl. In Varash, there's all sorts of work at the plant, and many skilled people, like me, an engineer, understand the gravity of a nuclear site not being secure and controlled. It can be a catastrophe.
A memorial in the town centre commemorates the victims of Chernobyl. The world's worst nuclear accident took place nearly 40 years ago. People here want the international community to do more to help safeguard Ukraine's nuclear sites so that a grim part of history will not be repeated. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Varash, Northwest Ukraine.